Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm on again while people are not asleep yet. Let's do it. 6:30 to 9 o'clock, KM in the PM. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. 888-808-1019. Hit my line. I mean, last night was a great night for New York baseball and baseball fans. Both teams are handling business as they should be, as we want them to. You know, when you settle down to watch a 705 start or even a West Coast start, you just want to have peace. You just want to be able to relax and enjoy the game and not be frustrated. And I think we're getting that from both sides. And, you know, before I talk about how great it was to watch the Yankees destroy Brian Wu and the M's out there in T-Mobile Park, before I talk about Luis Angel Acuna, Mark Vientos, Francisco Alvarez, Pete Alonso, the polar bear, leading the way, doing his thing. Everybody's been talking about the quotes that came out of the Yankees game, and I'm like, why do we got to do this? Why can't we just have a good win, right? If you listened to me last night, I said this is postseason type of baseball. This is going to have postseason energy. This Mariners team, they're fighting for their lives. They've got a good rotation. Like, this guy, Brian Wu, he pitched great in Yankee Stadium. You know, I kind of hyped it up as like, the Yankees better show up and not play down to their competition because their competition is going to be ready for them, right? They fired Scott Servais. They traded for Randy Arozarena, who loves playing against the Yankees. You know, Justin Turner. I mean, the Yankees more than showed up. It was a historic night. It was a good night for many players, which we'll talk through. But man, Yankee fans, the media, we love to just take a little bit of a soundbite and say, oh, what's that mean? And we love having this conversation over and over again. Let's play the comments from Juan Soto last night after he hits his 40th home run, after he hits his 200th all-time, after he homers in all 30 ballparks. Play it, Rami.
Juan, you talked in spring training about wanting to homer in every ballpark. Why was that important to you?
I feel that's, it's a great feeling for me. I think, you know, it's so many different ballparks, so many different dimensions. I just want to get all of them checked in, you know. What a best way to go to free agency with all 30 homers, all 30 ballparks, checking my list.
Okay, so he's checking off his list. He's checking off a goal. Shout out to Hoke. I've had Hoke on. That's my guy. Hoke asked him about spring training back in February. This was a goal of yours, right? Being traded to the New York Yankees, playing in the American League with this balanced schedule now. You know, you're going to get to see these ballparks that you didn't see with the Nationals, you didn't see with the Padres, and you have a chance to homer in all 30 ballparks. It was a goal for this young man. He's done this at 25. He's got lofty goals. He's a World Series champion. We ignore the fact that he's already talked about winning a World Series with these New York Yankees. We ignore the fact that he has talked about what this team has in him. You know, it shows what we've got in us. It shows the fight we have. When he had the walk-off, he talked about them staying together and rallying and believing in each other. He talked months ago about how it's going to take more than two guys, and the team responded. And we forget about how he set an example when he first came in here for guys like Oswaldo Cabrera, Anthony Volpe, and how much these guys talked about his preparation, him in the cage, and what he does to get ready. We forget all about that because all we want to talk about in New York is he going to be a Met? Is he going to be a Yankee? Where's he going to sign? How much is he going to sign for? Listen, why do we have to fast forward to the winter meetings? Why do we have to fast forward to December? This is a wonderful time. We're coming up on the most wonderful time, October. We are about to have October baseball, we have the Mets, who have had a special season, that are getting it done right now without Lindor. You got to believe in this team. My guy, Rami Perdusen, was at the game last night. We'll talk to him in a minute about what the energy was like at Citi Field, despite everybody talking about attendance, which does not matter. We're getting what we want from these teams. Why do we have to go to this conversation that has nothing to do with right now? Here's something that I heard last night where I was like, wait a minute. The captain, Aaron Judge, who hits behind Juan Soto, Stephen A., he's never hit in front of him. The captain talks about Juan Soto, and I mean, these two guys, all they do is gush over each other. These two guys have developed a relationship. They're alphas. They're unicorns. They're the elite of elite. They're in the MVP race. Let's hear what number 99 Aaron Judge had to say about Juan Soto.
I feel like he just got into this game, but what a career he's having, what a year he's having, and looking forward to more of that, you know, the rest of this year and beyond.
Looking forward to more of that the rest of this year. There's only a handful of games left in this regular season. Looking forward to that in the postseason, yes. And beyond, and in the future. Potentially next year, and I don't know, the next 12, 13 years. Judge won't be there for all of them, but, you know, you got to think about things outside of Scott Boras and Scott Boras preparing him. And yeah, maybe Scott Boras had a conversation with him and said, hey, Juan, you know that goal you set? Homering in all 30 ballparks? I think he's the seventh fastest to 200. Whatever about that. Maybe Scott Boras did plant the seed with him. Hey, it's great to have that accomplishment going into free agency. You've homered in every ballpark, and every team has a shot to bid at you. 888-808-1019. Bid on you, bid at, you know what I'm saying? Like, every team now has a clip of Juan Soto homering in their ballpark to say, hey, you might look good in our jersey. But again, I just think that this is a young man that has huge goals and is also a student of the game, a fan of the game, and like, I want to see all 30 ballparks. I'm at 17. Hopefully I can see all 30 by the time I'm 45. Juan Soto wanted to homer in all 30 at age 25. And him mentioning free agency, I don't think that means that this guy's focused on free agency. I don't think that means that he's planting a seed like, hey, you're going to have to pay for me. We know that. The guy does what he wants. He literally showed up yesterday. He didn't homer in his first at bat. Everybody knew. You should have been running to the FanDuel app. I didn't get there fast enough to bet on it. This guy does what he wants out there. He can park the ball out of the stadium or out of the field to play because it's something that he wants to do. A guy like that is going to make top dollar. He's going to be one of the highest paid baseball players of all time. And the Yankees know he's going to free agency. You know he's going to free agency. The Mets know. But there's no reason in coming back to this conversation between Mets and Yankees. Oh, well, you hear what he said last night? He's going to the highest bidder. Well, you know Steve Cohen's got the most money. Mets are going to be the highest bidder. There's something to be said about what happens next, folks. The same way that we're watching and we can't wait to see what happens next. Last night was so great because the Atlanta Braves lose. Last night was so great because the Padres lose. You know, we're scoreboard watching. We're looking around. We're counting magic numbers. I do think that whatever happens in this next month of October will play a factor in his decision. 888-808-1019. Do the Yankees get bounced in the first round? Do the Yankees make it to the World Series? Do they make it to the World Series and lose? Do they make it to the World Series and win? I think this is a guy that is enjoying his time in pinstripes. Susan Waldman has seen him and told you so much. I did Susan Waldman's job, and I got to go through the dugout, into the back area, saw Juan Soto, dapped him up, said, you're the man, Juan. That was the day that he hit two homers against the White Sox. Had his Yankee cap to the back. He looked like all smiles, happy to be here in pinstripes. But yeah, the almighty dollar obviously is going to be a deciding factor, and the Yankees can match any offer that anyone puts out there for him. If Steve Cohen and Hal Steinbrenner want to have a measuring contest and go back and forth and back and forth, so be it. But like, we don't have to worry about that until December. 888-808-1019. Let's see what happens here. Let's see if the Mets go on a miracle Mets run. Let's see if the make it happen Mets make it happen to the point where they are a hot wild card team that gets to the World Series, potentially wins it. their brand is certainly more appealing now to a Juan Soto or anyone else. I've talked a lot about how, you know, you can't sell that Mets brand when you're losing. You can't sell that Mets brand when you're not competitive, when you're selling pieces off like last year. And I mean, the pieces that they sold off last year, fantastic. The pieces that you decided to move on from. I don't think any Mets fan right now is like, man, I wish we had David Robertson. I don't think any Mets fan right now is like, this rotation sure could use Max Scherzer. I don't think anybody's wishing that Mark Canna or Tommy Pham or Eduardo Escobar, any of those guys, were still here. Because you have this new Mets team with some of the same faces, some of the same familiar guys, but, you know, some former Yankees, some other guys that came through at the trade deadline. They're making you feel like this is a team that can get hot and can do it. And last night, when you see a young guy like Luis Angel Acuna hit his first homer, a guy that you traded for to get Max Scherzer out of here, he's ahead of schedule. He's here. This is Ronald Acuna's brother. This guy's going to be playing in October. Ronald Acuna's not. 888-808-1019. I mean, if you're a Mets fan, you got to just be hoping that they sweep. And all the talk about ticket sales, I told you guys last night, it's not like the Yankees. If the Yankees ticket office opened their books and put them next to the Mets ticket office, it's not even close. The Yankees can sell 27-time champions. They can sell Monument Park. They can sell Aaron Judge, Juan Soto. And all of the hype off of getting Juan Soto sold a lot of tickets for the Yankees where, yeah, in a Red Sox series last weekend, it's packed. It looks like a postseason environment on Apple TV. But to compare the Mets and say, this is a team fighting for a wild card spot. Where are all the fans? Listen, they're fighting for a wild card spot. It's not guaranteed. That's one thing. And then also, in the offseason, it's hard to sell Mets fans on Adrian Hauser and Joey Wendell. 888-808-1019. Enough with the talk about the attendance. It is what it is. I said last night before I went to break, the tickets aren't free. You can't just walk through the gate. You can't just park your car for free. People are waiting. You think people aren't saving their money? See you later, Alex. You think people aren't saving their money potentially for October if the Mets end up hosting those games? Yeah, then you expect it to be packed. But I remember the Mets being in October 2 years ago, and after they lost the game, the attendance went down in that wild card round. So it's just different. It's a different brand. But I think that there's a future here with David Stearns, a future here with Steve Cohen. Maybe they get Juan Soto, whoever else they get, with Lindor being what he is and young guys like Alvarez and Vientos. There's a future here where they do build a brand where they are selling out late in the season, regardless of where they are in the standings. I just think there's a lot made about, you know, empty seats and not enough people there. So what? People are watching on TV. People are listening on the radio. I heard Howie Rose joke that, hey, maybe people just really like the radio broadcast. And for some people, that is enough. The Mets are handling business without their best player. Guys like Pete Alonso decided to step up, be vocal, and then follow that up with his performance. The Mets have to sweep tonight. Rami, you were in the building last night at Citi Field. Speak to the energy of the fans that did show up. I don't care about who's not there. The Mets fans that are showing up are bought in. They do believe they're riding with this team.
Walking into the building at about 6:50, you felt the energy almost like a playoff game. There was such a hype before the game, like this anticipation that you have when you're going to a big game. It felt like a big game. And the reasons why people aren't going, it's a school night, it's the Nationals, they're not very good, all those reasons. I assume they'll sell out over the weekend. The point is, it didn't matter all those things to the people who are in the building. Like you said, it felt like a playoff game. The vibe going into it, every pitch mattered. Everyone's hanging on every pitch. And every Alonso about, like we talked earlier, they are dying for this guy to be the man. The Mets fan still loves him. The Mets fan still, and sometimes you need that perspective because you get so lost listening to the callers or the people on the radio here. Saying,
and you don't see everything on the SNY broadcast. They do a great job, but you can't get the actual real feel of the fans.
And people saying, oh, get rid of him. You know, he hasn't been good enough. This is, no, the fans don't feel that way. The fans still look at him as, and some of my Met fan friends I talk to, they're rooting for him because they want him to break out. They
know. For years, he's been here through every iteration of this team. Guys coming in, making money, leaving, being traded. Pete Alonso is the face of the Mets. I understand the best player is Francisco Lindor, but there are still Mets fans showing up with that number 20 jersey on saying, this is my guy. I want him to carry. There's still a little bit of season left where he can shut people up and prove people wrong, and I hope that he does. I hope that he goes on a tear here. Speaking on going on tears, I mean, Juan Soto slumped, Aaron Judge slumped. They broke out of the slump together, and here they are now. As a Yankee fan watching that game last night, I talked about how Luis Gil yesterday, he's got to show up. He's got to look like the version of himself in the beginning of the year that we saw. He was a little shaky in the beginning, figured it out late. Command has always been an issue with him. But, yo, what was Robles doing? I jumped out of my seat in a way almost like when I saw Gerrit Cole do the intentional walk. I'm like, oh, let's go. I mean, I don't know where that comes from. I guess it was just Robles was in his own head. He got hit by pitch. He, like, walked up to Heel and, like, tapped him. Like, I'm all right. I don't know. I've never seen that, too. Like, are you going to charge him out and do something to him? Are you mad or what? But, man, talk about bailing a guy out. In that first inning, bases loaded. Justin Turner on the mound, a 3-0 count, right? Like, Justin Turner could get a green light, fastball, hit a grand slam. Justin Turner could just be walked and they walk a run in. Victor Robles, I think he had revenge on his mind where he wanted to get back at Luis Gil because his hand is in pain. He tries to steal home. What are you doing, Jackie Robinson? Go back. You just blew that. Like, I never imagined that happening in that moment. And then, of course, they pulled him. But that bailed Luis Gil out. He, like, scurried to the dugout like, yo, they saved me. And after that, I mean, how do you recover from that? It was already 2-0 Yanks. And then the Yankees continue to pour it on. We got to go to break here. 888-808-1019. But Gleyber Torres, I'm not mad at you, buddy. You're doing this Gleyber farewell tour the way that you should. You're going out where fans are looking at you every night saying, this is the Gleyber that we loved. This is the Gleyber that we wish was consistently here. He's doing it. Aaron Judge, when the bases are loaded, when there's runners on, Judge, you don't have to hit it out. You just have to do that. Make them pay. If they're going to pitch to you and there's runners on, drive the runners in. Be that. Austin Wells, same with you, buddy. Like, I'm looking at this Yankee team. I'm like, it's starting to click at the right time again. These guys are hitting. You get 2 RBI from Soto, 4 from Judge, 3 from Wells. Juan Dominguez. I mean, you get Jason Dominguez to get right and hit a homer. And even Oswaldo Cabrera filling in for Anthony Volpe. He gets an RBI as well. It was a good night for the Yankees. And then here comes Marcus Stroman out of the bullpen at the end of the game to get the save. Who would have thought? Who would have thought when we signed Marcus Stroman we'd be in late September and he's coming out of the bullpen to get a save? The Yankees have options. The Yankees have answers. The Yankees have versatility and flexibility, and it's starting to all come together at the right time. They're looking like they're going to win the division. They're looking like they could have the best record in the American League. Good. Good. Let's talk baseball. Mike Golic Jr. will join me around 8:15 to talk some football. I won't be on tomorrow, so we'll lean into the Jets conversation, Giants conversation. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.